We turn now to local sports here on KNKX, but we're also going to talk a little bit about politics, too. The Seahawks play their second preseason game Friday night against the Minnesota Vikings at CenturyLink Field. One big question is if any other teammates will join defensive end Michael Bennett when he sits during the national anthem. It's the topic of this week's conversation between KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel and 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick.
Art, Michael Bennett's passion for social justice is nothing new, but what he's doing this season is.
Well, it is new because Michael Bennett joined the rest of the team last year when the Seahawks came up with an idea about linking arms for the national anthem. That followed San Francisco quarterback Colin Kaepernick's decision to sit and or kneel before games for the 49ers. And the Seahawks wanted to try to come up with a unified statement. But in fact, I think a lot of critics outside the team would say, well, it was kind of pointless, everybody standing and linking arms, but it's not conveying the passion that Bennett and Kaepernick had for social justice. And so Bennett, on his own, without telling Pete Carroll or anybody else, decided to sit out the anthem. And this week, Carroll said that he would prefer his players stand. But he's in full support of Bennett, who is a guy with a great social conscience. He advocates for numerous causes, spends a lot of time advocating for kids' issues, social equality. He's very engaged, very articulate, and is the kind of spokesperson that can convey a message and is going to get everyone's attention, even if people get upset over his choice of platform.
Well, in your view, is the national anthem at a sporting event the right place for this type of protest?
Well, the larger question is, why do we have the national anthem at sporting events? It's kind of a political statement as it is with all the military flyovers and the associations that the sports leagues and conferences have with the military, which I think is okay. But do we do that in the workplace elsewhere? Do we stand for the national anthem at work? I understand it at international events, but for a domestic game, do we need the anthem? It's a custom. It's a tradition. And I stand for it as a middle-class white guy. But is it a part of what we consider the game? And the answer, I guess, is what do the TV networks do when they telecast the game? They go to commercial when the anthem is played. And Doug Baldwin said something interesting. He's a teammate of Michael Bennett, and he was asked about this, and he said, you know, as players, we stand on the sidelines and we watch fans keep their hats on. They talk to each other. They talk to us. They yell at us, and some of them are drunk. Why don't we write about that behavior at national anthems? And I thought he had a pretty good point.
Do you see this as a springboard for, you know, gaining more ground elsewhere?
Well, that's going to be the drama here in the coming days, weeks, and months, because Bennett's protest was Sunday in Los Angeles before the Seahawks game, while the full impact of what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, was still being understood. Now that we've seen President Trump won't back down from his false moral equivalencies between the Nazis and the white supremacists and the counter-protesters, I think the pressure is on for athletes to take a stand, not just in football, which has got a 70% African-American player population and 100% white ownership, but I see it happening in other sports. We have athletes from around the world being celebrated by fans in all sports, and that means it's going to be a flashpoint, I think, for the culture. I suspect that we're going to see a lot more social activism on the part of players, and it's going to upset a lot of fans because they see their sports events as sanctuaries from the outside. I'm sorry, that's just not going to happen.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.